Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. Today I'm here speaking with Jesse Stay about his new course, Google Plus for Business. Jesse is a speaker, an author, a blogger, and an entrepreneur who writes and consults on the topics of social media and new media architecture, bridging the gap between technical and social for both marketers and developers. Jesse's written four books, his latest two, Facebook Application Development for Dummies and the recently released Google Plus for Dummies, show how much breadth of knowledge he has to offer on the topic. And he's currently working on a marketing Google Plus book for dummies as well, I believe. So thanks for joining us today, Jesse.
It's great to be here, Fritz.
And did I get the name of that second book right? Is it?
Yeah, it's Google Plus Marketing for Dummies.
Google Plus Marketing.
At least for now. So
right.
It's not out yet, so who knows what will happen.
Sure. So this new course of yours, let me just do a quick outline for listeners to let them know what's covered here. You get in with a introduction to Google Plus, the platform. What is it? What is it? What does it constitute? And how to understand it? You talk about setting up a business presence on Google Plus. You talk about the Google Plus Hangouts and how you can use that to engage customers, as well as Google Plus as a search tool. And then you conclude with a look at improving your brand presence with badges and author tags. So, Jesse, I thought a good place to start might be to get your description of Google Plus as a platform. I think most devs today are pretty familiar with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, but I think Google Plus is still a bit of an outlier, and perhaps you could give us your characterization of it as a platform as it stands today.
Certainly. From a bird's eye view, I'd like to see Google Plus is not necessarily just like Twitter. It's not necessarily just like Facebook. It brings in some of the best features of both, I think. It has threaded commenting. It has the ability to post, very similar to how Facebook works. There are pages like Facebook has. It has a search very similar to Twitter's. It supports hashtags. It has a very public interface. Of course, Facebook also has a public interface, but it's not near as much the focus like Google Plus and Twitter have. So, it's Google's answer to Facebook and Twitter, but it's much more than that as well. In fact, I venture often to say that Google Plus isn't even a social network. It's actually a social layer on top of all of Google's products, and and that's what makes Google Plus a powerful platform.
Interesting. Now, I have to ask this question just because I've seen this discussed on the net quite a bit, which is what is Google Plus and what is its adoption rate and how quickly are we going to see significant populations there? Because the running joke is basically that Google Plus is the place for Google employees to hang out, and that's about it. So, what are your thoughts on the relevance of this platform?
I've heard that many times, so I'm glad you asked. What I always say about Google Plus is the future of Google Plus is just Google, and actually we're already seeing that happen as we speak. Google has actually come out and said that there are a total of 200 million, around 200 million active users using the service. And the thing is, you may not see that at first when you log into plus.google.com. What Google is basing that on is that they intend for Google Plus to not just be a service that lies on top of plus.google.com, but they intend for it to be a social layer that lies across all the Google services. So, for instance, one of the things I talk about in the course is how Google Plus integrates with Google Search. If you want to rank well in Google Search, you should consider getting on Google Plus and starting to post content on there, because the content that you post there will reflect in search results on Google.com. At the same time, just yesterday, in fact, this is something I'm very excited for, as a Gmail user, if you if you receive a notification from Google Plus in Gmail, you can actually respond right in Gmail, and Gmail actually provides a interface for Google Plus where you can respond with threaded comments. It'll update in real time right inside Gmail. So you actually never even have to visit plus.google.com to use Google Plus. Google Plus is really intended to be a social layer or a glue that ties all the different Google services together. And it's not necessarily a destination. It's more of a path to having a social experience on top of all the Google products.
Yeah, that's a really interesting perspective. I noticed that Gmail feature drop in the other day myself as well, because I tend to use Gmail quite a bit. And I also noticed on my Android phone that I keep seeing little Google Plus notifications showing up in places that I hadn't seen before. So,
Android is very powerful. A very, very powerful addition when integrated with Google Plus. I intend for them to continually expand that.
Right. And if you look at, I suppose, the user base of people using Gmail and people using Android phones, and Android, I think, is over 50% of the mobile market. That's a pretty significant chunk of people, so that
definitely
makes sense. Well, good. So this course is Google Plus for Business, and I do want to kind of stress that this is not our typical developer-oriented course, but we do think it's very relevant for developers to understand these platforms, and I think a lot of developers are involved in those day-to-day decisions about business and how to position their particular brands. But I'm curious what your thoughts are on the developer interface with Google Plus, right? How is it as a platform? I know in Facebook you can create your own pages and you can set up applications that integrate and create verbs and such. Do we have equivalents to that in Google Plus?
Yes, definitely. Google Plus is the team behind Google Plus right now is taking it very slowly in terms of rolling out their platform. There used to be a really thorough platform behind Google's previous attempt at a social network, being Google Buzz, and I think they rushed into that too quickly. They're bringing in little components from what they learned from that experience into Google Plus. So, for instance. At a minimum, and these are the things I cover in the course. I try to keep it really simple in the course, and hopefully we'll get a little more detailed in future courses on what you can and can't do from a development perspective. At a minimum, I mentioned the Google search. If you want to rank high in Google search, you have to establish authenticity in the content you have on your website. And the way you do that is if you can associate the content you have on your website with an actual real person who wrote that, you can actually link the authors of that content back to a Google Plus profile, and that will rank it high in Google search. And you can do that through simple REL equals author attributes within your links on your website. And very easily and very simply, Google will start to recognize that and will associate a little bit more relevance to that content above content that does not have an author attached to it. So starting there, that's a very simple thing you can do. But Google Plus does have an API. It's subject to rate limits at the moment. As I mentioned, they're taking baby steps at the moment. But you can access the stream. You can access a person's friends list. You can access profile information. You can access all the other Google APIs, things like Google Maps and other stuff. There's actually a very thorough Google Plus has a really cool feature called Google Hangouts, where you can get in a video chat with up to 10 people at a time. But Google has actually provided an API into that as well, which I talked very briefly in the course about. That if you you can actually add. You can add application layers on top of the Google Plus Hangouts, where if you have 10 people in a Hangout, you can all watch a video together or participate in a game together, or you can actually put layers on top of the videos. And Google's done a few things where There are a few apps that will allow you to add antlers for Christmas on top of the participants of the Hangout and stuff like that. But they're gradually adding more and more stuff. They're gradually increasing the rate limits. There's no write API for Google Plus at the moment, so I can't publish posts. And they're doing that because they want to keep out spam and stuff like that. But beyond that, there's a ton you can do with it.
Great. And it looks like they're positioned to be a major force, and it's probably something developers should really consider, you know, keeping on their radar, especially in the next 6 to 12 months, I suspect.
Certainly. It's not going away. In fact, the measuring site, the analytics site, Simply Measured, recently, just today, in fact, released some stats that they've accrued from analyzing Google Plus, and they're showing that the brand page usage numbers are going up, the engagement numbers are going up, the amount of users participating is going up. Everything's up and to the right for Google Plus. It's not slowing down. It's not a ghost town, as some of the blogs out there would have you think. It really is a powerful network. If you're not seeing results on Google Plus, watch the course. I give you a bunch of tips on how you can make that happen. It's not the same audience you're going to have on Facebook. It's not the same audience you're going to have on Twitter. You've got to go out and find people with like interests. But once you do, you'll see a ton of engagement. In fact, there's a good chance you could end up having even more engagement on Google Plus than you do on some of these other networks, as I've seen, and a whole bunch of other people that have gotten on early are already seeing.
Great. That sounds good. So this is Jesse Stay with his new course, Google Plus for Business. Thanks very much, Jesse.
Thanks, Fritz.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.